Ready?
That we're live?
Yeah. Oh. Not on. Are you alright? Is it warm? I haven't been. I had it on, but I put it off because it was
here when you're going out anywhere. So
yeah.
You don't leave the heater on. How are you? Alright?
Enoch's coming for me. At 3 o'clock ish.
We didn't have to give you a lift.
I didn't know whether you were coming or not, because you said you didn't know.
Well, we're
not
sure, but...
No, you said you would be too busy.
Well, we didn't know what time
we were going to be viewing houses, but we've been seeing two.
Where? Oh, yeah, I think I just finished meeting with me in every. Have you heard from the people yet?
No.
Well, you have to wait till you hear from them, really, before you can do anything, can you?
I don't know, whether it's...
Hmm? Well, it's what?
You can't just leave it and not bother, can we?
No, I know, but I thought that, you know...
We thought there'd have been some response by now, but there hasn't been.
There hasn't? Did they say they'd come and see you?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
they haven't bothered.
Hmm?
And he hasn't bothered.
Well, time yet, isn't it?
So we thought we'd better get looking.
Oh, yeah, you might as well. You might as well. What have we seen? Where have you been?
Albany Road and New Drove.
New Drove, is that?
Not near Queen's Boys.
Oh, I down that way. Yeah, I know.
What? What?
Oh, new one.
Yeah, brand new.
It's a flat.
Both flats that we've seen.
Oh, is it upstairs or downstairs?
Well, there's one of each, but we prefer the upstairs one. It's nicer. I didn't like the downstairs one. I didn't like the kitchen. It was like a passage, wasn't it? Really? It was funny kitchen.
There's no room for it. Well,
no.
There's room for a cupboard.
Is nobody in it? It's empty.
Brand new.
Nobody's
been in them yet.
How big? Is it the whole house? I mean, half a house?
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Well, it's two houses. There's four there.
There's four flats all together in that block.
I see.
There's one bedroom and a living room and a kitchen and a bathroom and. They're quite sizable, really.
You're quite impressed.
Well, the upstairs one certainly much,
yeah,
much better.
Yeah, we like the upstairs one very much.
Is it?
Yeah. The upstairs one.
And we can get a good package on that, you see.
How do you mean?
Well, he's wanting to sell them.
Yeah, but I mean,
and you can either knock some money off, which he'd accept whatever most, or he'd pay your deposit for you.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I'm. If it's full price, £30,000, that's £3,000, isn't it, Neeran?
What,
£1,500?
Well, he'll pay £1,500 for you.
What? Well, he'll knock it off the price if you want to.
Oh.
You can get a good deal with him because
yeah.
He wants some sword now he's built them.
Yeah. And this is the other one, is it? What, this is the house, is it?
That's a flat.
No, this is
a
flat as well.
Yeah, that's a downstairs one.
Downstairs flat,
that's
in an old house.
Yeah.
Older, yeah, it's an older house, but it's been completely...
It's been built,
yeah.
It's been made it into two separate
Is it
dwellings.
Nice? Yeah, I think I like that. The older one, I know, but...
They're both nice.
Well, the kitchen's nice in that one.
The kitchen's
well,
nice.
And this one?
Yeah.
It's a lovely kitchen.
Nice, there's tiles, and there's
it's
nice
it's
lovely
units.
And
lovely units.
And would there be any difficulty in getting the mortgage with this one?
I don't think so, no. They're quite happy to lend to it the money, as long as it's not more than 32, which that isn't.
Yeah.
We'll probably knock him down anyway, because
yeah,
properties aren't going.
Where's this? Albany, where's that?
Top of Chair Street, behind the factory.
Chair Street, now where's that?
Well, Rutland Arms is on the corner, it's right on the end of
oh,
there.
Oh, off Lem
yeah.
Road?
Yeah.
Oh, are you? Right in town then?
Yeah.
Yeah. The
interest you?
I've seen that before.
Well, have you?
I was going to rent it.
Are you making a cup of tea?
I'm
yeah.
making you a cup of tea.
No,
we're desperate. We've been out since about 11 o'clock and not had a drink.
Oh, haven't you been to the pub?
We've been in the estate agents and seeing houses.
Well, there's biscuits there, and a bit of cake, and I made a coconut cake, but I put some coconut icing on it. Pink. But the pink went a bit. Well, the cushion here was a bit dry, so I put some water in it and boom, and out it came. So it's got red icing on it. But you can have it if you like, you know. You can have it if you like. Order some biscuits. Order some Rye Vita. Sheila has lost 3.5 pounds this week.
Oh, lovely. And she's doing well.
And? Well, she's that chuff with herself last night.
She's so done yeah,
no,
really
she
well,
won
she?
The fruit. Put this heating on.
Oh, it's all right. Not cold outside.
No, it isn't cold. I mean, I had it heating on to start with. Oh, I thought this is ridiculous. I mean, yes. I may as well see my guest.
That's
good, it cost me. She won the fruit. Now, what they do is, each of them takes a piece of fruit each time they go. I mean, it's quite a good idea, actually. An apple or an orange or something. So the one who loses the most weight wins the fruit.
Well,
and she got the fruit.
Oh,
3.5 pounds she lost, and she lost more than any of them. Some of them, one of the women had gained a pound.
Oh dear.
Had gained a pound. So
I mean, she's over half a stone now.
That's
isn't she?
Right.
So
that's a good girl. Keep going. Yeah. All going to, she says. Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes a difference, then, doesn't
it?
It
does.
Huh?
That's smashing.
Yeah, she's quite tough with herself.
Ready? There you go. Yes, definitely ready for it.
Definitely.
Definitely desperate for it.
Yep.
I think she has another minute. I'm desperate. One's got some cake in there, she'll have a few on a bit. Just thought you might be hungry.
Cheers, my dear.
Cheers.
You were hot yesterday, Anne.
Oh, they're nice.
Sweet fun.
Sure. They're lovely. Nice, Dan.
Oxfam. Not Oxfam, either. Look, it's
they're
even
nice.
Got a tummy thing in it. You know, to hold your tummy in.
They're lovely.
How about that? £3. £3.
Nice.
Like them. Yeah, you feel tired, don't you?
Smart,
yeah,
they've not
perfect.
Been worn, have they? You can tell that.
No, look.
They're lovely.
Like them? Yeah. They should go bananas. The Heart Foundation shop.
Oh, what's wrong with the Heart Foundation shop? As good as anywhere.
Sheila doesn't agree with this.
Why not?
It's a
£12
pair of trousers,
probably
for 15 pounds pair of trousers for.
Yeah,
that's all right. Don't worry.
He would. I bet they liked it out there.
Cheer them in the cage. They went in the cage and they get on all right together. They were chirping a bit and whiskey's the bully.
Yeah.
And Paddy, then I sprayed him and Paddy started to wash himself. Oh, the size of him. Well, that he fluffs out all his feathers. Oh, he's a big bird. He is. He was there, but they were all right. They were quite happy out there. Do you want this, the table lamp?
No, you're right. Sure. You can't stop them that long if you're going out anyway, will
you?
Well, you can stay as long as you like. It's up
to you, haven't we? Yeah.
Go
home.
Get our tea
and
go
home.
We'll have a casserole for tea.
Oh, very nice. Just a job.
I hope so. Should be right.
Have you had your hokey thing?
No, haven't it tonight.
Oh, it's lovely.
Is it?
It's delicious.
Do you want?
No, no.
Did you have the two bits or the one bit?
I had two, a bit salad.
A bit salad, yeah, I've got them salad.
Oh, it was lovely.
Was it? Mm. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have them tonight. I baked potatoes last night and put out of them. Just had a shirt.
What did you get her in the end?
I know it's bush.
Oh yeah, you said you probably were.
I mean, I know it's daft.
No, I think it's nice.
Oh, but it's a, you know, a thing. I thought, what can you buy her?
Well, that's it.
Everybody's buying her
ornaments and things.
No, she's going to get loads of ornaments. And you know what she's like. So, but I don't know whether to take it today or, you know, because she'll get a lot of things given her today. I'll wait for tomorrow night. Joe on the phone this morning and... Oh, I saw Tom in town yesterday. Although I didn't have time to ask him what the hell he'd been up to. Yeah.
Well, I got some new cigarettes.
What kind?
In. What they're called?
Dorchester.
Yeah, have you tried them?
Well, they're cheap. I only got one packet because they're cheap in Gateway. And I thought, well, if they're all right, might go on there.
Yeah.
These are getting ridiculous prices.
Well, they are, aren't they? I agree with you.
So I thought we'll try.
Dorchester?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never seen it before. 167 king size and 166 ordinary. I thought you might rather king size.
Yeah.
Won't smoke as many if they're bigger.
No. If they're all right,
eh? That's it, if they're all right.
Yeah.
Not giving them
more. If you smoke anything.
As this rose blossoms each year, hope you will too. And remember this day with joy. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
I think that's daft.
No.
I don't know whether to take it tonight. Yeah, I'm coming tomorrow night because I'm going to tell
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we're definitely coming.
Yeah, we're booked in.
You don't have to come too early. I mean, I'm going to go at 6:45. But, I mean, you don't.
Well, we'll be here.
Oh, here's Ian. Oh, here they come.
It's 3:00.
No, it's
5:00.
No, it's in Papa.
You can see.
Pardon?
You can see.
Yeah. Oh, Enoch's staying, you know. They're not waiting. I better go. I leave you two then. I'll hear all the gen tomorrow there.
Yeah. We won't be going, we'll be staying here. Ain't no point in going home. Unless you want to go home and get washed and changed, do you?
Bring
clothes and get ready here.
Point,
Mm-hmm.
give it till tomorrow night. I'm just thinking, you know, so I have that many things and things to do lunch.
Yeah.
But I think I'll give it tomorrow night. Come in.
So I feel a bit...
This is Sue. This is Anne. And that's Stuart.
Well, I know Stuart.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Mrs.
Yes,
you have met him, haven't you?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
oh, not like that, is it?
So I've had two injections.
What for?
Well, they give you one, don't they, in your bloodstream so they can have a deep scan.
What are they scanning then?
My back.
Your back?
Yeah.
What are they doing
it's my
that
last
for?
One.
Or to see whether your things are all in place.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So, and then they gave me the injection in the back. So I've got a bit, my blood's a bit thick around the scar, so I've still dispersed the blood.
Be glad when it's all over. Why don't you go there? Don't bother coming out there. I won't sleep tonight then, Jean. If I sleep during the day, I don't sleep. Well, that's true, but maybe, you know. And if you have to drink shit, maybe you shouldn't drink sherry on top of what you've injected into you.
And my feet keep swelling up. I've got my shoes on there, but...
Do they?
Yeah. I don't know what's the matter with them. I don't know why they keep swelling up.
Oh, crikey. Oh, dear. Otherwise, you're all right.
Not A fit, but not A one, but getting there.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Slowly but
surely.
Yeah. No work. Is that getting sorted out?
Well, they're sorting my back out. Yeah, I had my disc removed, but took two operations.
So it takes more while, doesn't it?
Well, I had my first operation 20th of August, then I had another one the 2nd of October. But at least I haven't got no pain anymore.
Does they think you'd be able to go back to work?
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, February. Every day. That'll soon be here.
Then you have to be careful anyway, won't you? Be very careful.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley's going this afternoon.
I know.
But Ashley isn't going tomorrow, is he?
I know, so are you. I met him. She's going tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's not allowed, is he?
Can't he come?
He's not allowed. He told you, didn't he? He told me he wasn't allowed to go. He's only coming for an hour. I tell you what, he shouldn't. Well, you know what? Shouldn't break it. It's either Morris or... I know. Yeah, but they got to be both there. Oh, I don't think good me being there then, does it? Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, that's what his excuse was. He's never been in. Yeah, but he told me. He's told him that he's not even to phone the place. That's right. Told him that. Yeah, but why don't you tell the girls?
Well,
exactly.
Because you know what? They're up there, aren't they?
Yeah, but can you believe it? And why? Why can't you? Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, if he wants to know why I'm there and I see me, are you off sick? I should just show him. I've got proof that I've been off sick.
Show me your scar.
Oh, no, you're off. I mean, that's but, wait a minute to get my keys.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I know, but everywhere, isn't he? Well, if he said that, and he shouldn't have said it, well, he's in trouble. No, I've lost my keys. No, I haven't either, I mustn't forget my keys. No, I mean, that's it, but he's going to feel like a right... It'll be funny to be jockeying for a position.
Ah, but he isn't there yet, is he?
What, today?
Well, you don't think it's got to be seen to believe. You can't say until he turns up, can you? True, but the thing is, he's going to be ever so... He'll be making excuses all the way around, isn't he? He will be there long if he does come. Well, that's it. But I mean, if he doesn't, I mean, why shouldn't he? I mean, after being all these years, I mean, if you can't... Well, that's it. Go on, say cheerio.
Bye. Bye. You'll see you tomorrow. They're coming tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Well, they said, when we, last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, when we called.
I went in, paid my money, and they said, Dan, I'm still coming. When you coming? You know, Miss E had his new office, didn't she? You nearly begged us to get...
Yeah, he went down on the knees to get us
the phone. Well, I'll see you tomorrow then,
Stuart. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We'll see you then.
Yeah,
okay.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Just lock up and do what you like with the cat. You can either leave it in or out, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheerio.
Yeah.
Hello.
See, are you coming round tomorrow afternoon, Stuart?
Yes, ma'am.
We're not going. He's bringing his clothes. We're not going home.
Are you bringing yours?
Yeah, but no point in going home.
No, that's true. That's true. Nah, okay.
Bye.
There we go. Is that better there?
Yeah, that's lovely.
Can I have a nice cup of tea?
I was gasping, especially when that man was
grabbing.
Yeah, which I didn't understand any of it. Pension mortgages and this mortgage, and he didn't really know how to. Because that foreign Lucy or whatever her name was, that foreign lady,
yeah,
was quite amused. She was laughing when you were asking him questions. As if to say, he's not sure what he's doing. He's got somebody here who knows. Instead of just sitting there quoting all these figures and blinding you with science. Somebody who could ask questions and knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
She was giggling away. She kept raising her eyebrows and laughing. I was watching her.
Well,
I
can see.
No, you had it back to her. I could
see
behind you and she
Well, they are, you do know a bit about it.
Well, that's it.
You want to know.
And you're not going to be blinded by all these. Like he was, what was he saying about all endowments and not you? And you were saying, yes, they are.
I don't know what you're all about, though.
You were
saying, he knew what he was talking about, but
you were confusing him because you knew. Whereas you used to just sitting there and telling blah 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 blah.
You see, the thing is, they
and you knew what he was on about.
They quote this unit link business.
And you didn't want that,
did
you?
It's all well and good unit link policy, but as I said to you before, if the market crashes the day before your policy is
you haven't got enough money.
Market crashes the day before you take your policies due to mature, well, you can lose a lot of money.
But do you think this thing, what he was on about, pension mortgage, do you think that'd be better? Is that PEP thing what's sold in the papers at the moment?
No.
Is that what that means?
PEP's different.
Oh, it's a similar.
PEP's a personal equity plan.
Oh, sorry.
Which is different. To be perfectly honest, in my current situation, a pension mortgage would be more advantageous.
That's the most important thing, isn't it?
At the moment. Because I'm not in a pension scheme at work, but I have got an option to go in it if I wanted to. The only problem is, well, even not so much now, because the shall I call it, see a little bit better. Because of the way pensions and that are organised now, they're more flexible now. I mean, you can go to a job beforehand if your company had a pension scheme, and you were obliged to go in it. That was it. All your other arrangements went through the window.
Mm.
It's difficult.
I know you can take them along with you nowadays,
you can
can't you?
Now you can take them with you.
Well, they used to be frozen, and then you started another one wherever you
went
next door.
That's right.
And you ended up with three, four silly little bits and pieces, didn't you?
Yeah. Whereas now you see all that, they can all put more into one.
Yeah, I know you can take them with you now.
So, in a way.
And it was a lot less money as well, wasn't it?
But that was 65.
Yeah.
Quotation he gave was 65, and as he said, which is true, they double every 5 years. Particularly in the later years, there's more.
Mm.
That's why I said when it sounded so low, that's why I still doubt his figures. I still get £200 a month, a £30,000 mortgage.
And a cash sum at the end of it.
I still think it's low.
It doesn't seem a lot, does it?
No.
Well, you still have to have an insurance on top of that.
You have to have term insurance.
So you still have to have...
You'd have the £200, then you'd have a life insurance on top.
That was it, £200.
The whole lot.
The whole lot.
Well, why doesn't everybody have them then?
Because not everybody's eligible for them.
Oh, no, but he didn't suggest it to you. Or why doesn't he say, well, there is this? You said that, he didn't. And he must know that they're going to be cheaper, so why doesn't he advise people who are starting out to take one of them?
Didn't answer the questions.
I know, exactly, but surely that's his job if he's trying to find you the cheapest.
He's not doing his job, basically.
Exactly.
He's not doing his job.
Because a young couple going in, well, even in our situation, you haven't got much money and you want the cheapest thing for the best, you know. But you never suggested. You said, what about a company? What about a pension mortgage?
He didn't ask the question, which he should have asked.
Exactly. If it's cheaper and...
You see, the thing is, when this law came out, Loutro and all that business came out, and Best Advice and all this sort of thing, you had to go through all the finances and what people earn and all that sort of thing, what they've got insurance already, and so on and so forth, and arrange around those circumstances the best advice package.
Mm.
But he didn't ask me the questions.
He just got to do an endowment one, and that was it.
He just assumed it was going to be
an endowment policy, endowment mortgage, and that was it. He didn't tell you anything else.
Well, you see, when he said your base is going to be
95 and then 196
for the first year. Then it goes back to the base rate there.
That's
obvious.
Clear.
But when he said £201 for a pension mortgage, I thought,
that's only £5 a month towards your pension.
196 is only your base.
£5 a month towards your pension, which is nothing, is it?
How do you get £201 or £215 because of the term assurance on top? That's £14 a month for term assurance. On higher, I thought.
What's term assurance? Don't
term that. Assurance is life insurance just on life only.
So if you die,
with no cash
at the
end.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Throughout the term of my life,
if I die,
a lump sum of £30,000 is payable.
That's it, you pay.
But I think £14 a month is quite high. Term assurance. I'm tempted to have a word with Mick. Who I used to work with.
What the rent you go on?
Well.
What did he just tell you?
I don't know whether he would or whether he wouldn't. £201 a month or £250, okay, sounds cheap, but £14 a month just for like £30,000 life cover over.
Yeah, but that's not that much a
week. I suppose it's the term
of
years.
It's only £3 a week.
Yeah, but I suppose it's the term of years as well. You're talking up to 65 rather than like 60. So that probably makes it. But sorry, without having my own book to check it, I can't tell you. You see, you can get tax relief off that. Or you used to be.
Well, he said he could get tax relief on the whole lot.
On the whole lot, yeah.
That's what he said. 25%.
25%. I think you still. I'm not sure whether they've changed the law around or not.
Well, that's what he said, didn't he?
Yeah.
You'd be able to get tax relief on the whole lot rather than just.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Because that law's in advance, you see. If you could link up life insurance to your pension, you get tax relief on your life insurance, you see, which makes it advantageous, because there's no tax relief on life policies now, as there was
They used to be.
They
yeah.
used to be.
They stopped it.
They stopped it. There isn't any. You know, I'm sorry. I think he confused himself as well as confusing me slightly.
Yeah, because you confused him.
Yeah.
Because you knew. Rather than somebody, I say, like me, who sat down there and he just quote all these figures and he wouldn't know what the hell he was on about and just... all I would understand at the end is, that's what you've got to pay.
Mm.
Which is what most people that go in there...
are interested in.
Well, they wouldn't understand all the rest, this plan, that plan, the other plan. They only know, well, yeah, they have this option paying this amount, that option paying that amount, or that option paying that amount, and which one do you want to have? And you don't understand any of the rest of it.
No.
You just sit there, well, that's the cheapest, that's the dearest, and take their advice, which one's the best one for you, and have it. And that's all normal people who don't understand any of it. That's the way they'd go about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just accept whatever was...
See, the other thing, I don't know, well, yeah, I'm sure you can, yeah. See, if I took a pension mortgage out, it would be linked to me, lumped into a current pension contract. So I've already got a pension scheme running. So I've contracted out serves. I've also got what used to be called a failed 77.
Yes, Stuart.
A frozen pension with a crew linked in with it at the moment. That's my pension arrangements at the moment. So, I'm tempted. If I'm going to do pension...
I'll tell you what you want to go and see. Who I saw when I bought the house. It's a thing. No, he was. I know he blinded me with science, but he was really very good, and he had his computer there, and he went through all these different societies and found...
Well, that's what he's done. See,
no,
he's
but
done.
He, I mean, he had a screen, and and that was... That's along near Maxie's, near the post office, but it's a...
Court.
Yeah, I saw him.
Oh, the Scots Jack?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he was smashing. And he explained it all to me.
I can't think of his name now. I have to have dealings with him.
He explained it all. And although there was all these figures and he explained what was best, I mean, he was purely a financial, I mean, he, as he said when we went in, because it doesn't make no difference. I'm not attached to anything.
No.
I am here to give you advice.
That's it.
And that's it.
Independent financial advice.
And therefore, I'm not here to sell you this or that. I'm here purely to find out you want to buy this council house. And I'm here purely to find out your circumstances and what would be the best deal for you.
That's right.
And he went, I mean, I was there for blooming ages. And he went through everything till he found out. And I didn't have the absolute cheapest one because he didn't think that was a... Because Stephen was disabled and it was going on my money and one thing and another. And one thing and another. But I mean, mine ended up with a Bradford and Bingley. I mean.
Yeah, well, their agents were Bradford and Bingley.
Yeah, I know, but he did say that even though we are agents, I'm not giving you this. And he showed me all the things, you know, to prove that he was doing it. But that's where I had.
It doesn't matter what building society.
No, well, that's what he said, it doesn't. But, I mean, he went through all these and insurance companies, and because of my kidney being removed, I had to pay higher, even though I didn't have to have a bloody medical, but I had to pay high because of my...
Yeah,
because I'd had all these operations. You know, you had to put how many operations have you had in the last 10 years, and, are you receiving any treatment and all that, blah, 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 blah.
No,
and so mine was higher
than
other people's, which is why through all these bloody
courts. The thing is, as I say...
He sorted it all out, but he was really good.
Yeah. Your mortgage, it doesn't matter who your mortgage is with, basically. I mean, you can go to most places, you're going to be paying.
But when you buy a council house, it is slightly different in as much as some of them won't have.
Oh, yeah.
And also, he also gave me, I mean, I've got 100% mortgage, which I allowed, I mean, the law says, to chance to buy, so therefore you don't have to have a deposit. But he also gave me enough to cover all my fees, legal fees.
Yeah.
So I borrowed over what the house was worth. But that was only because I'd lived in it for a long time and I got a discount, so the house was really worth more than what I was paying for it.
Yeah.
Because I got a discount, so I borrowed another £1,000.
Cover your costs.
To cover all the costs for the survey, for Maxis and this, that and the other, which I think come to about £800-900.
As I say, it doesn't matter what buildings society you go to, you're going to be paying basically the same rate, because they're all the same rate, the base rate is the same. In one place you can get a percent discount, you might get a percent and a half discount, depending on you. Depending on the building society at the time, it's the life policy that makes the difference.
But to go to somebody like him, who knew his job, which was his job, and had everything there, and he patched through to this computer, this place, and different computers that he had the facility to get through to, that he could get all these, to find out what he thought was the best policy and yours, because of my health and one thing and another, you couldn't just... And he was really good, he wasn't explained everything to me,
I can't think of his name now, but I know the chap.
Yeah.
He's a tall chap with glasses.
Yeah. Ever so nice. Yeah. It really, you know, made me feel. So I weren't sat there like I was with that fella thinking, well, you don't seem to know what he's saying anyway.
Yeah.
Which is what the impression I got about him, he wasn't really sure of himself.
Mm.
But I think that was partly you flawed him, because you knew.
Yeah.
That he sort of was a bit. You got him a bit. But certainly that man that I went to at that time, he was very, very nice, and he'd say he'd patch in all these different bloody things, and I ended up with reasonable.
Was yours in down? Or just
I was in down, and it had to be. I don't know why, but it had to be different things. I don't know. When was your mortgage finished then? My mortgage? I had 81, 20 years, for the 10 years.
So in fact, there's still an endowment policy on you to cover that mortgage?
No, it was on a council, weren't it?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I signed it for.
So your endowment policy?
Everything's all.
Ended?
Yeah.
Cancelled?
Cancelled. Stopped.
So what about the money?
Money was all gone, lad. I don't know. I just signed forms to say that I was no longer responsible or had any claim on the property or whatever. And that was it. I didn't have to pay any more, and I didn't. And I was passing it over to Steve.
Yeah,
what happened.
The life policy was in your name.
Well, what was in? Was it endowment? No, I don't know. It can't have been, can it? I don't know. No, it wasn't, was it? No, it wasn't an endowment. I didn't pay. I only paid extra insurance.
That was just a straight term.
Because of my health.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
It was a term insurance rather than
it
being an
endowment. Because of my health.
Yeah.
I don't think he could get the other one. He got that one because of my health. They couldn't say how long.
Mm.
Because of my kidney, the other kidney could go, blah, 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 and this happened. Yeah. It was just ordinary insurance. I don't know how much it was. I don't know. I mean, I only paid £160 a month, but I mean, that house wasn't.
Mm.
I only borrowed 20,000 because I got a 40-odd% discount off the price of the house anyway. 22, I think it was, something like that.
Yeah.
And the rent was £36 a week. And it ended up I was buying it for less money than what I was paying monthly for rent.
Yeah. Well, you would do.
So it was all.
It was worth it.
Might as well have done it. That's why I went into it. Yeah, it worked out £161 a month with the insurance. It's all, I mean, paid the whole bloody lot to them and sorted it all out. Don't pay it separate, I didn't. I paid the council officers. And they sorted them. Folded, I suppose, or did whatever they had to do with it. Just pay the council officers. It's a different book. I could have had it done through the bank, but he was always uptown anyway, so... There's no doubt you'd have it done through the bank anyway, and I'd just pay you weekly, or we might as well rather than monthly. So if you go to the bank, couldn't I? Just give the money each week for your spends.
We'll see when we come, when it comes down to it, what we can do financially. We'll sort something out, yeah.
Of course we've got.
I don't
really expect you to pay
it. It just sounds £200 a month, just over £200 a month.
Sounds smashing, doesn't it?
Sounds wonderful.
So I said, why doesn't everybody have
them? That's why I can't believe it.
Well, he said go back tomorrow at least and...
check his figures.
Mm-hmm. If that's right, that's the one you want, really.
Well, I mean, obviously I'd have to pay more. If I wanted to end it at 60.
But even then, would it be that much?
To get a higher lump sum.
Would it be that much more?
Yeah,
well, exactly. So it's going to be less than a 280.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I said, so you might as well have that and have a lump sum and a rooming house and...
And a pension.
And a pension, that's what I mean. You might as well have your pension. Your little helps when you get to 60.
So it's only 26 years, and of course with the pension you need to increase the contributions.
Yeah, if you get a better job and whatever,
better
you
job
can always...
or whatever, or pay rise or whatever, you can increase
you can.
Your contributions in your pension plan.
That's it.
And still, and finish your mortgage earlier.
Yeah.
55.
Mm.
Or 50. Depending on how much you want to pay.
Yeah.
You want to pay more into it. I still think those figures are wrong to me.
See
what he comes up with. Yeah. See what he comes
certainly
up with.
Certainly, say £225 a month is still worth having.
It's cheaper than a thousand euro, isn't it?
It's 250. The same, you're going to have a pension and a home.
In a way, I'd rather pay the same than finish the mortgage early.
Yeah, well, that's it. You could volunteer to pay 250 a month, couldn't you?
Pay a higher pension policy, and then,
that's what I mean.
And then you've got the option, then you've got the further option that if you want to reduce your premiums on your pension, you can do.
If anything happens.
If it does. You see, again, and then you see, if you're out of a job, you see, if you happen to be out of a job, then you're not eligible for a pension policy.
What happens then if you get made redundant?
Well,
you've already got it.
Well, then you have to freeze it. That's another drawback of the pension. Was an endowment policy, it doesn't matter. You can carry on paying an endowment policy. So, you know, there's pros and cons either way. There's pros and cons of buying either of the flats. So, that's the thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But you've got to make the decision, because I like both of them very much.
I do.
So therefore, you have to make the decision which one, if it comes down to it, would you like to live in? I mean, if we could get that one down Newdrow, what is it, 29? So that's got to be, say they get 1,500 off it, it's got to be 28.
Of course, it's 30,000, isn't it? Like, it's
29,995.
You might as well call it
30,000. Well, say you get 28,500. You're going to get cheaper. The more the monthly payment is cheaper. And then you could afford to buy some blooming carpets. But the other one, you've got to find a deposit, which you'd have to pay back. see we're not found a carcass.
Yeah. You said you're going to have a cooker and a fridge and that, aren't you?
Well, a cooker is definitely a fridge. So we could perhaps borrow that one of Mum's until we could afford one.
Unless the safe knocked it down.
But a cooker's no problem because I know you can go into the electricity board and say, I'm moving into a new property, I haven't got a cooker. And they would. You can get no deposit, just added to your electric bill. That's the way. Because.
On a finance,
oh, yeah, on a financial agreement.
Or look around and see what there is going on in the market. And, you know, no percent free credit.
Yeah. I mean, there's no difficulty in getting a cup.
So, I mean, if we're paying, say, £200 a month on a mortgage for 28,000, for the sake of arguing, we've got £50 a month we can pay with.
Well, that's it.
To buy a cooker over the next 6 months free credit or something,
yeah.
£50 a month for a cooker, it's for a quick cooker. Mm. You got a cooker. Which one do you like best? I think you like New Road best, don't you? As much as you like the other
one. As much as I like the other one, I found that living room very tiny.
Yeah.
And dark.
I found the whole place dark. I must admit, that other New Road, very, very light. Very light.
I loved it when I went and I loved the kitchen. But when I went in it with things in it, it seemed much smaller. That living room, I can't imagine getting our three-piece telly.
She had a table,
yeah.
She only had one the three-seater, didn't she?
She only had one three-seater settee, that's it. Yeah. She didn't have two armchairs, table and chairs.
And a smaller table than all you've got.
Mm. I think we'd find it very, not a lot of room if we put our furniture in there. Where the other one, quite spacious, and you could get it all in. This is as big as the one we've got now. Mm. We get that in quite comfortable.